This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for COVID-19. Trump delivered an address on his support for law enforcement from the Blue Room balcony to a friendly crowd. Speaking to a largely African-American and Latino audience, the president urged attendees to vote Democrats, quote, into oblivion.
The other day in the debate, Biden couldn't even use the words law enforcement. I said, say law enforcement, say law enforcement. And he was bailed out by the anchor. Then I said very simply, I said, name one law enforcement group that's supporting you. He couldn't do it, but he was bailed out by the anchor.
Trump is also priming for a Florida rally on Monday and campaign events in Iowa and Pennsylvania later in the week. The president addressed the large crowd even as the White House refused to declare that he is no longer contagious and against the guidance of public health officials. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has dismissed the latest White House offer in COVID-19 aid talks as one step forward, two steps back. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, Pelosi says she's still hopeful progress can be made toward a deal.
A GOP aide familiar with the new offer, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said it was about $1.8 trillion with a bump in state and local fiscal relief. Pelosi said in a letter Saturday that while the administration attempted to address some of the Democratic concerns, disagreement remains on many priorities, and they're waiting for language on several provisions. Her most recent public offer was about $2.2 trillion, but it included a business tax increase Republicans won't go for. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan and Armenia have accused each other of swiftly violating the terms of a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh on Saturday, raising questions about how meaningful the truce that was brokered by Russia would turn out to be. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The ceasefire brokered by Russia was meant to halt fighting to allow ethnic Armenian forces in the enclave and Azeri forces to swap prisoners and war dead. But the Armenian Defense Ministry accused Azerbaijan of shelling a settlement inside Armenia, while ethnic Armenian forces in Karabakh alleged the Azeri forces had launched a new offensive. Meanwhile, the Azeri Defense Ministry posted multiple videos of airstrikes at military vehicles, without mentioning exact locations or dates. Azerbaijan also accused enemy forces in Karabakh of shelling Azeri territory. Both sides have consistently denied each other's assertions about military activity. Residents in the enclave are skeptical of the ceasefire as they deal with the aftermath of shellings.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attended a massive military parade Saturday to mark the 75th anniversary of the nation's ruling party. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
At the celebrations, Kim warned that his country would fully mobilize its nuclear force if threatened. Kim avoided directly criticizing the U.S. government, however, and instead focused on a domestic message. The leader urged his people to remain firm in the face of tremendous challenges posed by the coronavirus pandemic and crippling U.S.-led sanctions over his nuclear program. Performers and tens of thousands of spectators roared as Kim, dressed in a gray suit and tie, appeared from a building as the clock struck midnight. Flanked with senior officials and smiling widely, Kim waved to the crowd and kissed children who presented him with flowers before taking his spot on the podium. His speech was expected to be followed by a parade of North Korea's military hardware. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in a far eastern Russian city detained several dozen protesters on Saturday, the first such crackdown since rallies against the arrest of the provincial governor started 3 months ago. Khabarovsk Governor Sergei Furgal was arrested on July 9th on suspicion of involvement in murders and taken to jail in Moscow. He denies the charges. On Saturday, police didn't intervene when thousands of protesters marched across the city. However, later they detained about 30 demonstrators when they set up tents on the city's central square. As evening fell Saturday, several hundred protesters again gathered on Khabarovsk Central Square. Police warned them that the demonstration was not authorized and they could be dispersed, but did not immediately move to break up the rally. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.